Well, Aaron Gulbertson, we had quite an evening last night. You were there as well. We went to the Hermitage Steakhouse in Hermitage, had a great, big crowd. You were there. You interviewed, I guess, now there's several of the TN5 candidates were there. And also, it was an event to promote the campaign of Kelly Phillips, who's running for school board in Metro Nashville Public Schools, the 4th District. Were you able to talk to some of the candidates last night, Aaron?
I got to speak with Jeff Beierlein. Jeff actually floated an interesting proposal that we have a national and state gas tax holiday in order to ease the burden on the citizens of Tennessee in the 5th District. With the highest gas prices in the American history going on right now, I thought it was a very interesting proposal.
That was interesting. And now, who else was there? Kurt Winstead was there.
Kurt Winstead was there. Yes, he very affably continued to talk around the room when I spoke with him for a brief second.
So you tried to get an interview with him.
Yeah, and he is clearly a very polished politician at this point in time. Was very, very friendly and made sure he didn't do an interview. That was campaigning 101 right there.
I guess. A smile on his face.
Yeah,
he had a couple questions for him, right?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to ask him about something we'll talk about in a second. But
and who else?
Now, Andy Ogles showed was there later on. I did not get to partake in the steak because I had to leave and make sure that
now that
the
really
recording
is
on the
Let me just say for a moment. That was really unfair of me to mention the delicious filet mignon at Hermitage Steakhouse.
No, especially since I haven't eaten breakfast yet, and I'm feeling a little froggy at the moment. My wife is a big filet mignon fan. I'm a ribeye guy, but
you like the ribeye was on the menu.
Yeah, I noticed. I shouldn't have looked
had
at the
you
menu.
Been able to stay for
yes.
the full evening, you would have had ribeye as a choice.
There we go. So, but yeah, of course, we spoke with Kelly Phillips, who she's running. It's very important. School board is very important. I've run a number of school board races, and I think in 2022 they're that's one of the most important offices that people can affect change.
So you had a question. Of course, we have a story at the Tennessee Star. Morgan Ortegas, who was endorsed by President Trump, but was disqualified by the GOP here in the 5th Congressional District. You've seen her often now on Fox News. She's
right.
off doing Fox. She's formed her own political action committee. I suppose you could say that with an asterisk. And they're called Polaris. And yesterday, Kurt, this is, I think, what you were going to ask Kurt about. He named her to his National Security Advisory Committee. But there's a little bit of, inquiry about her PAC. Tell us about who their first donor was that matters.
Before I get into that real quick, I do want to point out that for some reason they're styling Ortegas as the founder of this Polaris National Security, and their Twitter account's been in existence since 2012, and Ortegas herself has retweeted them a number of times over the years, including on 2021. So I don't know how you can found something unless you were secretly involved in the past. I'm not saying that. I don't know how you can call yourself a founder.
But the Political Action Committee was just formed in March.
First donation was in March. It was formed in January.
Now, who made the first donation?
So you have the U.S. Immigration Fund New York LLC, which is a subsidiary of the U.S. Immigration Fund, an EB-5 organization.
Now, let's talk a minute. I spoke briefly about the EB-5 program, which I think is it's a legal program prone to all sorts of abuse. I think this program should be abolished. Tell our listeners what the EB-5 program is, what it does.
So what it does is it enables foreign investors to gain visas and entry into the United States with a path to citizenship.
And what's the price tag?
On this particular fund, $800,000.
It's been $500,000, $800,000. So basically, and a lot of these people that do this are Chinese nationals.
Yes, and it's interesting that the purpose of Polaris PAC, at least stated, is one of them is to hold China accountable. And their sole, as of March 31st, donation to the PAC was from this EB-5 organization that has China operations, and part of their specialties is to bring foreign investors from China here into the United States.
So, just as a policy issue, I have long said that the EB-5 program is a disaster. never should have been set up, and it has been prone to fraud. Now, the group that's made this donation to Morgan Ortega's PAC that she's running, that's now part of the Kurt Winstead national security team, you know, there's been no allegation I've seen of fraud by them, but the program is a bad program. That's right. The bottom line. You're going to ask Kurt Winstead about that?
Yes, sir.
He didn't ask. He wasn't available, but you'll be persistent. We'll get Kurt Winstead on the record on that. Hey, we'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Aaron Gobinson. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.